Why is English so hard to learn? The English language is notorious for being difficult to learn. From its complex spelling rules to its inconsistent pronunciation patterns, you could say that complete mastery of the language is next to impossible. Of course, complete mastery is not needed in order for you to work, study, and thrive in English-speaking countries, but the better your English is, the more opportunities you will have. It's a given that Italians speak much better English than English speakers, especially Americans, speak Italian. Why? Because Italians start studying foreign languages in school much earlier than we do in the US. According to the Pew Research Center, 82% of Italian primary and secondary students learn a foreign language, while only 20% of American students do. This early exposure to foreign languages definitely gives Italians an edge when it comes to learning English. Even when considering the head start that Italians have with languages, learning English is not a walk in the park. Let's take a closer look at some of the reasons why. Number one, English pronunciation and spelling don't always make sense. And these examples that I give are going to be in American English. Cell. His tiny room felt like a jail cell. Cello. I'm learning to play the cello. Wind. There was a strong gust of wind. Wind. Please wind up that rope before someone trips on it. Break rhymes with bake, but strangely not with reek. Break. Let's take a break. Reek. Laying out in the sun too long will wreak havoc on your skin. Silent letters really complicate things too. For example, salmon is pronounced without the L sound. Salmon. The salmon are swimming upstream. And numb is pronounced without the B sound. Numb. It's so cold out, my hands have gone numb. Number two, we have a lot of homophones. Homophones are words that sound exactly like each other, but they have different meanings. They are not very fun for English learners. For example, write, as in writing with a pencil, versus right, as in my right hand. Or whale, as in crying. Or whale, as in the animal, the whale. Or flower, like the kind of flower you would pick in your garden. Or flour, as in the kind of flour you would make pasta with. Number three, terms and slang can be different depending on which English-speaking country you're in. In the United States, biscotti are cookies, but in other English-speaking countries, they're biscuits. The word woolly in the United Kingdom refers to a sweater or a maglione, but in Australia, it means sheep or una pecora. And in the United States, it is an adjective that means that something is the texture of wool. Number four, we do a lot of wacky things with our verbs when we conjugate them. For example, the word begin can be conjugated as began or begun. The verb forbid could be conjugated as forbade or forbidden. The verb creep could be crept in the past tense. To seek can turn into sought. To grind could turn into ground, which also is a homophone because ground can also mean terra. Number five, English speakers love to abbreviate words and use acronyms. There are some acronyms and abbreviations that we can say out loud in conversation, such as FYI and ASAP or ASAP. Those are both correct. But there are others that would sound very strange if you use them in conversation. So for example, you can write HH for happy hour, but you would never say HH in a conversation. The same goes to LMK for let me know and TTYL for talk to you later. Here's an example of a text message you might get from a friend. FYI, happy hour starts at 5 p.m. Let me know if that works for you because I want to reserve a table ASAP. Talk to you later. By the way, if you want to learn more acronyms, please sign up for my newsletter because that's something I focus quite a bit on. Number six, there are so many regional accents even within the same English-speaking country. For example, in some parts of the southern United States, people might pronounce the word police as police, and instead of eating a pecan, they might eat a pecan or even a pecan. Let's look at another part of the country, the city of Boston. People who are born and raised in Boston, Massachusetts might pronounce car as ka. Reason number 7, don't get me started on false cognates. We have a lot of them. A couple examples are sale, romance, attic, brine, arrange, attend, patent, argument, casual, stamp, camera, affluent or affluent, and canteen, and so many more, as you probably know. Don't give up. Here are some things that will make you speak English like a pro. The first thing you can do is listen. Find a good English podcast. Podcasts are a great way to get exposure to accents and slang from different countries and regions. Also, listen to English music and Google the lyrics. Some musicians sing more clearly than others. Watch movies and TV shows in English. Try and find the ones in which the characters talk a little slower if you can. I don't recommend using Italian subtitles because it's too confusing. You also should try to write. Get a pen pal. Join a Facebook group. You can find me on Facebook at Inglese Licio. Read. Change the language on your search engine to English for a few days and see how much you understand. Read my blog posts. You also need to speak. This may seem silly, but try narrating your actions. For example, when making breakfast, you can say, "I'm picking up the soy milk and pouring it into my steaming cup of coffee." Your roommate will hate you, but your English will be so good. Find a language buddy online or host an English-speaking exchange student. Find an English teacher on a site such as italki.com. Keep a vocabulary list. A vocabulary list is useless if you don't practice it regularly. Add your words to a program like Quizlet or Anki so that you can really learn the words and occasionally test yourself on them. My blog posts are specifically designed to introduce you to new vocabulary words that you probably haven't learned as a student, so be sure to sign up for my newsletter. Okay, guys, this is the end of the recording. Thanks for sticking around. This was kind of a long one. Please leave a comment and let me know what you think about this post. And this is one of my first posts, so any feedback that you have is truly appreciated. Ciao, ragazzi.